For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Waiting for your sign? Here it is. Shop Labor Day appliance deals at Lowe's before they're gone. Get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, get free delivery, haulaway, installation and parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan on purchases of $999 or more. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning.
Now you have to boot your best friend out of your wedding.
I wouldn't say boot. I would say politely find a way to get her to want to leave the wedding.
All right, let's establish first of all how good a friend we're talking about. Like, is this bestie friends? Like, something goes wrong, this is the first person you pick up your phone and you call?
We're really close. I would say she's like my second best friend. I mean, my sister's my maid of honor, and she's second in line.
Okay, so, I mean, practically a sister. And I'm sure as you guys were growing up, you thought of this day together. Oh, I can't wait to see you married. I can't wait to see you married.
You're going to be the right next door to each other. In our backyards, you're going to touch, and our kids will play together. It'll be awesome.
Right. So that was.
Yeah, there was some of that. Wow. There was definitely some of that.
All right. So that was the fantasy up to this point. So why now in the 11th hour do you have to sort of nudge her out of the wedding?
Well, after we've been friends for, I mean, literally since we were kids, she has gotten pregnant. And it's not because she's fat, even though that would be kind of annoying. It's because she's not married, and I don't really respect the fact that she is going to be almost 8 months pregnant at the time of my wedding. I'm getting married in April.
Oh, but if she was married, you'd feel differently about it?
If she was married, I would feel differently about it, absolutely.
So it's not the vanity of the pictures that you're talking about. It's the statement that she's making.
She said that would be annoying.
I just don't agree with it, and I'm surprised that she hasn't, knowing how I feel about this, because it's not like we haven't, we've never talked about it with her, but definitely, like, we've talked about it with other people. You know, she kind of knows how I feel about that kind of situation, and so I'm just a little surprised, actually, that she hasn't kind of said, you know what, I think it'd be best if I wasn't in your wedding.
Okay. So she's still your best friend, even though she knows you don't approve of her pregnancy?
Correct.
Kind of.
How is that even possible?
Well, I can still have the person that loving the behavior. And so I love her, but I just don't agree with her thinking that getting knocked up, you know, it's like, sorry, this isn't a movie with Katherine Heigl. Like, you can't just get knocked up and everyone's going to love you. Like, it's.
Well, isn't like having a best friend, isn't your best friend, isn't that supposed to be unconditional love? I mean, I'm sure this isn't the ideal situation for her either. So why the judgments? I mean, like, you're ready to boot her out of your wedding and out of your life just because she's made some decisions that you don't agree with.
Listen, I want her to be at the wedding. I don't want her out of my life. I just don't want her representing who I think my maids of honor, you know, my bridesmaids, these people that I respect. You know, it's the whole point of asking someone to be in your wedding is because you're basically giving them a gift. Like, hey, I respect you. I love you. I want you to stand up there with me and support me and my good decision. I don't respect her enough right now to do that.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you've been so honest and blunt with her about how you feel about it, why not just kick her out of the wedding? Because she already knows how you feel about it.
Because it's never that easy. And if it was that easy, I wouldn't be calling you guys trying to figure out a list of demands.
So the question for us, how do we make her drop out?
Yeah, I want to figure out a way to, like, I don't know. Because you guys always do stuff about, like, you know, the crazy bridezillas that, like, put on a list of demands that are so over the top.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to, like, figure out a list of demands that she thinks I'm giving to everybody so that she's just like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I just don't want to be in the wedding if it's going to be that way. Then I can say, okay, no problem.
We do talk about bridezillas, and I want to ask the panel of judges in the room right now, does this qualify? And it's her day. She gets to be selfish. She gets to be the bride. She gets what she wants.
Well, she doesn't get to be selfish. She is selfish.
But we've talked about brides. It's they're one of their few days where they get to be completely selfish.
No, I think it's probably the most judgmental thing I've ever heard in my life.
But
I
mean, it's still, if we're being consistent... In
first of all, the consistency, that's Melissa's brand. That's not my brand. I say every situation is different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
still shocked that this woman's still your friend after you've been so harsh about what's, I mean, what do you think that the better solution was going to be for her when she got pregnant?
Well, I mean, I was pretty shocked when she got pregnant, but I would have thought that she would have either taken care of it right away or that she would have tried to make a serious effort with this guy.
And gotten married.
Gotten married, or at least made an effort to, like, you know, take responsibility for the fact that she's not going to be bringing a child onto this planet and that that baby deserves two parents. So I'm not too surprised that your listeners are having issues with it.
Did you think that we'd be overwhelmed with support calls for you?
I just want to find a way to make her feel more comfortable about leaving my wedding.
Here's Carly. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I'm so mad I'm shaking right now. I got pregnant out of wedlock, and if I had a best friend that is as shallow as this girl is, I would want her to tell me the truth so I could never, ever talk to her again. Your best friend is supposed to be there to say, you know what, honey, I may not agree with your decision, but I'm here to support you. I'm here to help you with any way I can with your child. You know, if she can't be in your wedding because of it, you need to be honest with her so she knows what kind of person you really are.
Right, that's pretty
Agreed.
Representative of all the
Agreed.
Calls.
Agreed. Yeah.
I mean, I just think it means you don't care about her as much as you say you do. Or she's not really a best friend if you can all of a sudden dismiss her. I mean, certainly, I'm sure she made a mistake. I'm sure it's not what the way that she had planned for her life to go or what she wanted, but that's what's happened. And the fact that you're just going to reject her because of that mistake and, you know, not support her in having a baby and not want her in your wedding, one of the most important days in your life. Like, I just think you should let her go and let her find a better best friend.
I mean, obviously, this is a core value because you were starting to make judgments on us because we're not going to help you lie to her, which I think is contradictory and ironic. But I think that you should cut her loose because the thing that concerns me is this is obviously something that you really touches you deep down, and you don't agree with her, and you're going to judge that child as well as her rest of that child's life, and you're not going to be a good influence on that child. So I think that you should be honest with her. You also say, you know what, we've been best friends, but you know what, it's time to go different paths, and then let her be free to have supportive friends and you be free to have friends that are more like you.
It took us a while, but we actually found a virtual listener that agrees with you. Anna, go ahead.
Hey, I actually agree in principle. What she's trying to say, that she feels very strongly that she can't put her in her wedding if she doesn't agree with her being pregnant before getting married, but I have a problem with her not telling her the truth. I think as a friend, you should be telling her. I don't think this is a reason to ditch her. It's just telling her, I can't let you be in my wedding because that's making a public statement that I agree with what you're doing, and I don't. But at the same time, you're still my friend. I will support you through this, but she has to be honest with her.
Do you even like your best friend anymore? I mean, this is, like Melissa said, this goes so against your core values.
I absolutely love her, and I'm sad that she's in the situation, and I'm sad that she's going to be, like, having to deal with, you know, this issue. But I'm also sad that she would think that knowing me, you know, she's also my best friend, and she knows how I feel about this kind of thing. And for her to not say anything, and for her to not step up to the plate and be like, hey, I know that you're not comfortable with this kind of, you know, problem where, you know, you're not married and you're pregnant and you're going to be living on government assistance. I have issues with that.
You may be the most self-centered person we have ever had on the show.
I disagree completely. Hey, let me ask you, have you ever had premarital sex?
No.
You have not?
What? No.
So you're a virgin.
I think that's what it means.
So you're going to be a virgin on your wedding day?
I mean, we've messed around, but as far as that goes, yes.
Oh, there goes your theory there, Hobby.
Yeah, you were ready to tee off.
Yeah. I was trying.
Was there a little hesitation there, or was that just me?
Might have been embarrassing.
There's a little hesitation there.
If you love...
Well,
I'm not
Bill Clinton, like, virgin. I've messed around. I mean, I've had... that I haven't
okay.
had.
Oh,
all
wow.
right. Sure, there we go.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I think the whole...
Any more questions there, Jennifer?
My question was going to be like how hypocritical it was if she was, standing on this big moral high horse, but it already...
Kind of.
What she says.
It's not about just the morals. I don't like the idea that
she's
willing to bring a child into the world that she can't support. Like, sorry, I pay taxes to have nice roads, not that.
Oh, my God. Let her go. Just let her go. She doesn't need you in her life anyway. Let her go as your friend. Just tell her.
Hey, Grace, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi. I just think this chick is worried about her wedding pictures. She doesn't want her friend looking all, you know, like swollen and big and ugly on the wedding pictures. And she's so not her friend. So let her go. Let her go.
No, you're crazy. I think being beautiful, I think being pregnant is beautiful. I think being pregnant is, I don't think being a slut is beautiful, but I think being pregnant is beautiful.
Yeah, I just...
Wait, hold on. Did you just say, I don't think being a slut is beautiful?
She did.
So the fact that she had sex and she got pregnant makes her makes your best friend a slut?
Well, she's not married. She's not even with the guy. I mean, I could, like, even fit past her.
Wait. I want to hear the words come out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. My best friend is a slut.
Save that.
My best friend has made slutty decisions.
Wow. You don't say that. No, not your name calling about your best friend.
There's a
She's not your best friend.
There's a lot of people that feel the same way she does. But that's why I think that you need to surround yourself with people that think like you. And I, you know, if Katie and I have a child, there's going to be people judging us for it. But guess what? Those people are not going to be in my life or my child's life. Mm-hmm. I would protect that child. And I think that you should be honest with your best friend and give her the choice to protect her child against you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tanya, good morning.
Care of your child.
All right, hold on, because Tanya actually is going to agree with you. Oh hey, Tanya, go ahead.
I agree with her. I think she should be honest, though, but I agree with her in principle. I just think that a lot of days now, everybody's so nonchalant and so free, but some people are still left that have morals. It is her wedding, and I wouldn't want someone standing up at my wedding pregnant and stuff like that because it's her day. So, but she should be honest with her.
You're throwing this morals word around left and right here. Whose morals are we talking about?
Well, it just should be some kind of standard about yourself. So, I mean, of going out and being intimate with someone like the first time or whatever, you don't even know, or just you keep saying it's a mistake, but if you have unprotected sex, then that's what happens. You get pregnant.
You're making a lot of judgments here, though. What you're saying here is this is a person she had sex with that she didn't know, and it was unplanned, and you're using the word mistake. Maybe it was planned. Maybe it was somebody she was dating for a while.
You guys were saying mistake.
I haven't used the word mistake here. So let's say.
Well, if you have unprotected sex, I mean, willingly, then you get pregnant. It's not like you don't know what can happen. She has a right to not want her in the wedding. I just think she ought to be honest with her.
So if your moral code then here, Gloria, is so different from your best friend's, then how can you still have her as a best friend?
You know what? I am surprised she's my best friend right now because I feel like my friends that I trust and respect wouldn't sleep with some guy some random night, drunk, get pregnant, and then be like, oops, I'm going to keep it. It's like, what?
Wow. We obviously not going to change how you feel, but I do think, you know, like, Bert, tease me, but I do believe in consistency. If you want to stand on some moral ground, then you've got to speak honestly. Like, what I still think, it's ironic that you're calling us to help you lie, to make her get out of your wedding, and then you want to call yourself an upstanding citizen. Be honest with your friend and tell her exactly why. Give her the chance to make a choice to ditch you.
Like, it's not like I'm some crazy born-again Christian. I just believe that if you're going to make choices, you should be responsible for them. Listen, I voted
for
Obama. I believe in socialized health care. I just don't feel like I should be responsible, and I should have to be judged based off of her bad decisions.
Well, isn't part of your moral code also then that standing up for what you believe in?
Right.
So stand up to your best friend and tell her what you believe in rather than try to lie to her.
Okay, that's great advice. I will, I think. That's why I called.
Don't lie to her. Tell her the truth. You're judging her, and you're talking so disrespectfully to her behind her back. Tell her the truth to her face.
You actually got people that are calling in that are agreeing with you, but nobody's agreeing that you should lie to her.
Right.
So if you're going to take that kind of moral stand, then tell her what you're all about.
The Bert Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.